step into the University of Arkansas's Fine Arts Center Gallery this September, and you'll find yourself in a world of neon archers, Aboriginal glamour tableaus, and sculpted eyes staring down at you like a YouTube makeup tutorial made flesh. These striking images are all a part of a new subjectivity, figurative painting after 2000, a collection of work by six women artists exploring the definition of figurative art in our oversaturated modern era. Curator Jason Stopa, visiting professor from Manhattan's Pratt Institute, joined KUAF Artsbeat in the gallery to discuss the impetus for the collection and why it's important in today's artistic climate.
So the original idea for this show came about in 2014, and at that time, you know, I was seeing a lot of exhibitions throughout New York and other places as well where figuration had kind of made this comeback. What was interesting to me is that the figuration that started to take place had relationships to previous ideas about figuration and representation, but also seemed to be its own idea. It had a new language, a new approach, and one of the most notable things is that women, by and large, seem to be occupying the conversation in a way that was unique. There's all of this kind of emotional content, very personal, subjective content that these painters seem to be dealing with. There's elements of play, there's elements of absurdity, there's some seriousness in there, all of which are kind of the hallmarks, oftentimes, of expressionistic impulses. The handling that these artists have as well has a real link to that. In some cases, the handling is, you know, very loose and free. The mark making seems to have a kind of uninhibited quality about it. There's also heavy amounts of texture in areas, bright color, sometimes provocative imagery. Again, the same kinds of things that you see in a lot of expressionistic painting of the turn of the century, somewhere around like 1915 or 1920, and then again in the 1970s and 80s.
Stopa defines expressionism as referencing the heroic tradition of the figure in response to the supposed anonymity of mass culture, and its legacy forms a strong undercurrent throughout the collection. But the works on display are more than just a burst of figurative contrast in an art world dominated by abstraction. Befitting our chaotic 21st century, one of the great themes of a new subjectivity is fragmentation. The fragmentation of the self, of pop culture, and of course, the way the art of the past informs the art of the present.
I think one of the things that's really interesting here is that these artists are really different from these historical ones. They're dealing with a new landscape, and in the essay I kind of get at what that looks like. You know, they're bombarded with a technological condition, and part of looking at subjectivity, you know, and this isn't a new concept, many authors have thought about this, but this idea that somehow everything about one's subjectivity has become fragmented, right? I have a part of myself that is presented to the world via this platform that is distinct from this other one. And that fragmentation, of course, leads to like just incredible alienation. And to a point where, you know, one is almost performing one's identity in many cases, as opposed to being like representative of a whole. And that brings into question all these ideas about authenticity and originality, ideas about what a mark means. You know, is it a signifier of one's presence here in the world? Is it just a mark on a canvas? Like these are questions that previous generations didn't have to contend with, or at least not to the extent that we contend with them today. I think the reframing for these artists, the ones in particular who were like talking about previous art, and that's something that artists have always done. They've always talked about art before them, paintings within paintings. I mean, these are just things that painters do. But I think the approach with which artists are doing it today is unique. There's a kind of subjective response to it that I'm seeing, where it's coming out in a kind of uninhibited, sometimes a little ugly, sometimes a little unrefined kind of manner. And I think that's what Expressionism does best. You know, Expressionism was never really, as opposed to some of the other movements of the 20th century, it never really saw itself as like just purely like a stylistic trend or philosophical kind of investigation. It was like, no, like this is us trying to like, you know, really challenge, you know, it was part of the avant-garde. It was trying to challenge the entire system, you know, and kind of upend it and shake it up.
The themes of alienation and performative identity might suggest a collection that's ruminative and self-consumed. But the works on display are playful and free-flowing, such as Liz Marcus's Dayglow selfie with the face of a Picasso, or Catherine Bernhardt's portrait of a pink panther lurking amidst toilet paper and a palm frond.
The, you know, the works in here, you know, when we're looking around the room, there's a lot of bright color. There's kind of like a lot of vivid color, especially in the case of Catherine Bernhardt, where there's like this kind of neon pink, neon yellow, this kind of sprayed on application, and then going back in with this kind of washy paint handling. Liz Marcus, a kind of similar approach in this mock portrait of Picasso that she has, where she has this red neon halo around the figure, a very washy, loose sense of handling in the body with this black paint. This kind of freedom that they were after seemed to kind of be something that many of the painters that I was interested in this show seemed to kind of embody, but then, you know, diverge in their own directions.
Even at their most eerie, the pieces like Catherine Bradford's, with their striking color palettes that seem to vibrate from the canvas, can take on the evocative quality of dreams.
There was a freedom in the way that they're painting. Those painters in particular also have a certain following and a certain kind of attitude or approach stylistically in their person that attracts people to them. They've really created like a groundswell behind their own exhibitions. People kind of know what it is they're walking into when they look at a Catherine Bernhardt show now. And so I knew that those were going to be artists who would really kind of solidify the ideas. The other artists, though, Gina Beavers, Rose Wiley, Liz Marcus, really rounded out the show in ways that I hadn't even foreseen.
A new subjectivity, figurative painting after 2000, is an exhibit now through September 22nd at the Fine Arts Center Gallery on the UA Fayetteville campus. If you have any thoughts about the exhibit or the role of figurative art in today's society, we'd love to hear them in the comments on the digital version of this story at KUAF.com. I'm Sumner Coy, and this has been KUAF Arts Beat.